U.S. greater than netizens have been sending hateful messages to the wrong Rehan Kabir. Here's his story. World of Buzz, Home News, Current Affairs, Social Stories, Society, People, Features, Lifestyle, Travel, Food, Events and Places, Beauty and Fashion, Tech, Culture, Music, Relationships, Film and TV, Sports, Opinion, Videos, Munch, Advertise, Contribute an article. Contact, connect with us. World of Buzz, netizens have been sending hateful messages to the wrong Rehan Kabir. Here's his story. News. Defense Minister, National Day Parade will be cancelled this year due to COVID-19. Defense Minister, MOS offers 20% discount for students, teachers and lecturers beginning 9th of July. Photo of baby boy holding an IUD in his hand right after birth goes viral. University and college students to return to physical classes in phases starting July 2020. TGV Cinemas is giving out free movie tickets for 1 hour every day until the 13th of July. Current Affairs, Social Stories, Society. This pet shelter is selling homemade pet treats to support the fur kids' medical bills. 13 things only students who went to public universities can relate to. 3 young Malaysians win gold medals at international event for creating a soil invention tool. Photos, Majin Men scale Mount Kinabalu in Avengers cosplay suits for a noble cause. These 3 machines won UK's prestigious 2020 Diana Award for making social change in our country. People, features, lifestyle. You can now make your own steamboat with Family Mart's DIY combo. Wab tries, we bought a pan of fudgy brownies for only RM50 and it was so worth it. Study, teenagers who stay up late at night have a higher risk of asthma and allergies. Photos, this abandoned bus was transformed into an Airbnb and it's absolutely stunning. This Malaysian company wants to pay you RM3,000 to sleep 8 hours a day for 3 months. Travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these 4 accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Blackpink's How You Like That music video receives backlash after using Hindu god in a scene. Study, both adults and kids believe men are more brilliant than women. Music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion. Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. By now, many of you would have seen or heard of the Al Jazeera documentary video that showcased how Malaysia was allegedly treating foreign workers amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. In the video, a man known as Rehan Kabir attracted a lot of controversy after he spoke out against the Malaysian government for treating illegal foreign workers in an inhumane way. After the video was posted, netizens were infuriated with what they claim was biased reporting. Many took to the comment section to air their grievances and some even exposed the Instagram username of Rehan Kabir so people could discover him on social media. Or so they thought. Falsely accused and given hate. Recently, a man who was falsely accused of being the Rehan Kabir in Al Jazeera's video reached out to World of Buzz to help plead with netizens to stop terrorizing him. I woke up today to a lot of hate comments. I got hundreds of DMs and one of the DMs said, go back to your country, pig. And I was like, what did I do? The man, whose name is Rehan Kabir Rifin, proceeded to share some of the hurtful and hateful messages he received. Warning, explicit content ahead. Rehan's Insta DMs were flooded with hate comments the moment he woke up. Rehan Kabir Rifin told World of Buzz that he moved to Malaysia from Bangladesh back in 2017. His family lives here but he goes to the University of Massachusetts in Boston, USA. He then explains, there is a guy in the video who speaks. His name is Rehan Kabir. He speaks about how foreign workers are being treated in Malaysia, especially Bangladeshis, I guess. I am Bangladeshi, I love Bangladesh, but a lot of people in that comment section somehow took my Instagram handle and they commented there and said I am that guy. Quote, there's a billion Rahian Kabirs in the whole world. If you've seen the Al Jazeera documentary, you would have seen what that Rahian Kabir looks like. And he looks nothing like Rahian Kabir Rifin, who is currently receiving hate from netizens. Here's a side-by-side comparison. On the left is Rahian Kabir, who was featured in the Al Jazeera video. On the right is Rahian Kabir Rifin, the falsely accused. Rahian emphasized that he is not the person netizens claim he is. I just want you guys to know that I am not that guy. It's a different Rahian Kabir. There's a billion Rahian Kabirs in the whole world. And I don't know why they're choosing to hate on me. Quote, unfortunately, even after clearing his name, some netizens still questioned him, asking if he knew the man featured in the Al Jazeera video, all because they're of the same race. Dot. Screenshots of a conversation between Rahian and a netizen. The netizen asks Rahian if he knows the guy in the video, as he is your people. Sadly, Rahian says, this is very unfortunate. I did not expect this. Malaysian people are very friendly. Quote, Rahian went on to add that all this hate is unnecessary while we're in the middle of a global crisis. Don't hate on me, don't hate on anybody. We're in a pandemic. Just be positive, that's the only way we're going to fight this and get over this and get on with our lives. Rahian has posted an entire video clarifying this situation on Instagram, which you can find here. View this post on Instagram. As I could not upload the full video to my IG story, this video explains it all. A post shared by Rahian Kabir Rifin, at Kabir666, on July 6, 2020 at 5:03 a.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. If you know anyone who has been spreading this misinformation, do alert them immediately. Don't go around terrorizing innocent people, guys. Also read, Al Jazeera criticized by Malaysians for biased reporting on foreign workers during the pandemic.
Source,
YouTube source, provided to WOB 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 share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.